We're going to look at the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on cancer outcomes. A report from the National Cancer Registry of Ireland has found that despite cancer diagnosis dropping by 27% in early 2020 as health services were disrupted, there was no evidence of permanent impact on survival or mortality. The report found that rates for all cancers in 2020 to 2021 remained in line with previous years. We're joined now by Professor Deirdre Murray. She's Director of the National Cancer Registry of Ireland. Thank you very much for coming in, Deirdre. COVID, for many, I mean, it's still recent history, but enough time has passed now to assess the impact on cancer outcomes. Were you surprised by the findings that COVID-19 had no lasting impact on cancer survival or mortality?
Yes, indeed, Karen. I suppose when we think back to 2020, you know, there was a lot of concern that patients were delayed and that their cancers would have progressed, and that patients undergoing cancer treatment at the time, particularly that in early 2020, would have their treatments disrupted and that their outcomes would then be impacted. But this is a very reassuring and encouraging report showing that the evidence to date, the data to date is showing that this did not happen. So we did not see a consistent rise in late stage cancer diagnosis in the patients diagnosed in 2021 or indeed in 2022. And as we say, the early survival, 1 year survival for those who were diagnosed in 20 and 21 were consistent with previous patterns.
And I suppose that 1 year survival in 2021 and 2020 remaining stable, why is that such an important early indicator?
Well, it's an important earlier indicator for some cancers, particularly the time-sensitive cancers such as lung cancer. We may see effects in other cancers such as breast and prostate later on, but the National Cancer Registry is the definitive source of cancer trends. We've been examining these trends for 30 years. We collect data from hospital and healthcare services all over Ireland, and we know internationally that the one-year survival for lung cancer services is a good indicator of how lung cancer services perform. So that indicator is telling us that lung cancer services held up. And of course, when we think about it, there were a lot of mitigating factors put in. So private hospitals were commissioned and patients were treated, not non-COVID patients were treated outside of the acute sectors. And GPs had better access to cancer diagnosis. And there was really an effort to wrap around cancer patients. Their patient pathways were reconfigured, guidelines were tweaked so that patients were treated as close as possible to the planned while protecting them from COVID. And I suppose this reported data showing that this safeguarded cancer patients to date.
So while it's clear that there was a drop in the early diagnosis, one of the biggest fears would have been then, you know, late stage diagnosis due to the disruption, as you said, on some health services during COVID. But the findings show that there was not a significant rise following the pandemic.
Yes, those patients did manage to get through, which is terrific, you know, because if you remember, there were calls out to people to present to their GPs and to present to attend their hospital appointments. And thankfully, the population listened and complied despite the fears at the time. So these are early. I mean, the registry will be continuing to monitor these patients, and we will be reporting on 5 and 10 year outcomes. But I suppose the early report bodes well for these final results.
You describe Ireland's cancer services as resilient. So what would you have seen as the key changes that protected cancer patients at the time? Was it virtual GP care, the use of private hospitals or redesigned pathways? What was it specifically?
Well, it was a whole system response, Karen, if you think of it. You know, that public and private working together carefully managing both the COVID cases and the cancer patients. I think that was a real key to the results that we're seeing today.
Now, we know many people go through cancer, unfortunately, and people will be interested to know specifically with this report, the temporary drop in early stage cancers, particularly breast, colorectal, prostate and lung cancers, and how it was that, I suppose, such a sharp fall didn't translate into worse outcomes.
Well, the early stage cancers, of course, have the best outcomes, and they also, I suppose, people are often the slower growing cancers. So people may well have had just a little bit more time. And if you remember, you know, the services were reconfigured quite quickly. Like in 2021, the counts were back to near normal. And by 2022, the number of cases diagnosed were completely back to within expected limits. So it was a temporary pause in both opportunistic and programmatic screening. So both formal screening and it impacted only on those early stages. So they, you know, that's what we're seeing now.
And just finally, because the report also identifies, interestingly, the continued decline in cancer incidence among older people in 2022. Why were older age groups slower then to return to pre-pandemic patterns, do we know?
Well, I suppose when you think about how COVID impacted on the older population, Karen, it was predominantly 70 plus, and 2 out of 5 of cancer patients are age 70 plus. So I suppose it's only speculation, but we must imagine that possibly some of those folks who did die of cancer, who died of COVID, would have presented in future months with cancer, but, you know, didn't get the opportunity because unfortunately they had passed due to COVID.
But thankfully, fortunately, most of the findings of this report are reassuring to people today. Professor Deirdre Murray, Director of the National Cancer Registry of Ireland, thanks very much for coming in to speak to us on that. It is 19 minutes past 8.